Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Jeff and Jen, best friend game. We have Laura and Megan here. What's up, guys?
Hello,
welcome.
Laura and Megan.
Megan is extremely nervous, I can tell.
Really? What is it?
You know, just the tri-state listening. Just a little nervous.
Yeah, do you know everybody in the tri-state?
I might have met some people in the tri-state a couple of times, but...
You'll be okay. We got you.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine, right?
It's going to be fine.
I only have... I'm only asking 5 questions, and from where you're sitting, it appears that you want her to answer. Is that correct?
No, I am actually answering, which is why I think I'm so nervous.
Okay, but you're answering about her.
About her,
oh, yes. Well, then everything that's being revealed is about...
Right, no pressure for her.
You know what? We're going to switch that up.
Oh, gosh.
So
now you're even more nervous.
I think I'm going to throw up.
We have been friends since the first grade.
Yeah?
Yes, when she used to copy my homework.
And you were cheating in the first grade?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Real winner.
Wow.
Yes.
So you've known each other a long time.
Yes. We met in the first grade, but we didn't truly become best friends until the 7th grade, when I was transferred into her class because I was being a bad student and they wanted me to be around better influences. So they moved me to the band class.
There you go.
And we solidified our best friendship.
Wow. And what instruments did you girls play?
I played no instruments.
No, they just made you sit in with the band.
I just had a T-Boss haircut and some Nike swish pants.
Yes.
And I
had the flute.
I paid you for a flute player. As soon as I heard band, I just knew it.
When I think flute player, I just think of like a 6th grader's ked foot, like a foot with keds.
Yep.
Just tapping. Not sure if it's in rhythm or not, but you got to tap because they tell you to.
They tell you to. That's so true.
Yeah.
Do you? Nice. That's so funny. So what do you guys do when you get together and hang out and stuff?
Well, now we just hang out with our families.
Mm-hmm.
Let the kids play.
Yeah.
Or we go dancing.
Where do you go dancing?
Anywhere we can.
Anywhere, sometimes in the backyard.
Where
sometimes.
We don't look too old.
Yeah. That's a trick sometimes.
Just don't find yourself at Mr. Pitiful's at the end of the evening.
Yes. We never make it to the end of the evening. We're old ladies.
Yeah. You mentioned kids. How many?
We both have 2. I have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 4-year-old and a 7-month-old.
Wow. Now, are there spouses or partners involved and engaged?
We've both been married. Yep. 10 years.
6 years.
6 years. And do you work outside of the home?
Yes. Yeah, so oddly enough, I'm a teacher.
Nice.
That's ironic. Nice.
Ironically enough, I went back and paid my penance, and I am a high school special ed teacher.
Nice. That's awesome. Where do we want to say?
I do not want
okay,
to say.
Okay, that's fair.
No.
We'll talk about it later. And you?
I work in finance up in Kenwood.
Well, let's do this.
Oh, my God.
Or do you not want to, Jen?
Well, since you're a teacher and she just works with money, we'll leave it as is.
Awesome.
Okay. We've been practicing for...
Oh, for this way?
Years this way.
All right.
Laura's off to the Jeff and Jen isolation booth. And Megan, here are your questions.
All right.
I'm ready.
If she walked in on a couple having sex and they didn't know she was there, would she watch?
Maybe for a little bit and then run out.
So yes, the answer would be yes, she would watch.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What does she put on her fries?
She hates ketchup, so nothing.
Nothing. Bear. Who at her work deserves a pay cut? Which of her kids exhausts her the most?
Ooh, this is tricky. Probably the older one, Cole.
Cole. How old is he?
4.
Oh, that'll do it.
So it's just right at that age.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is her least favorite thing to do in the bedroom?
Not sleep. Anything that isn't. But okay, yes. All right, so the real question. Anything that puts her in charge.
Okay.
All right. There's our five. Let's bring Laura back in.
Five?
Yeah. See, you get up, right? Now, do you think it would be harder if we were revealing these details about your life?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Welcome back.
All right.
Thank you.
Are you ready?
Yes.
First question, we're $10. If you walked in on a couple having sex and they didn't know you were there, would you watch?
No.
She said, yeah, just for
a
little bit.
I would watch?
For a little bit?
Just for a little bit?
No, that's so, I'm such the awkward person. So no, I would turn around
and run. Turn around.
All right.
You're no fun.
That's not even a little.
That is, I know. Come on. We'd all watch. I'd watch a little bit. Would you guys watch a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
Remember, they shoved me in that room in Panama City.
I do.
And two people were, and I just banged on the door to get out.
Yeah.
Spring
Senior
break.
Senior trip.
Totally. Yeah.
What do you put on your fries?
Nothing.
Nice.
There you
There's
go.
Your $10. $10. All right. Next question for $20. Who at your work deserves a pay cut? Yes, that is correct.
Another $20 for you. We're up to $30. Yes.
All right. For another $30, which of your kids exhausts you the most?
Ooh, I would have to say Cole.
Yeah, look
Boom.
At that.
I go with more than two.
You got three. It's $30 for you.
$60. All right. Get this one right. You're walking out of here with another $40 for a grand total of $100. What is your least favorite thing to do in the bedroom?
Ooh, we did not talk about this. I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah, that is terrible.
It's not what she said.
What did you say?
Do you want to argue the point?
I mean, it kind of is.
There are variations of that.
Yeah. She would be in charge because that was her answer. Anything that puts you in charge.
Ooh, that's a good answer.
Is that what you do? What is that? Or is.
Yeah, I think that would qualify that.
Is that what it is you don't like about it? Or is there other things that you don't like about it?
I would rather just be passive and lay there and not
just,
be in control.
There is something to be said for just laying there,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Totally.
Take right. the money. Just take the money.
Nice.
Yay! I expect you to take this money with your finance stuff and
yes.
really you
invest
know,
this $100 yeah. in very smart.
Retirement so the two of you can run off and get drunk together.
Or you dance all night.
Well, Laura, Megan, great to meet you guys.
Awesome.
Right. Thank you so much.
All right. If you want to come in with your best friend, just go to our website. There's an application there. You fill it out. We'll be in touch at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com. Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.
Yes.
Welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent.
Awesome. I have your three headlines here. You pick the real one and you're going to go see the new Charlize Theron movie, okay?
Okay.
A long shot. So here we go. Is it A, woman steals neighbor's outdoor grill and gets caught when she invites them over for dogs and brats? Is it B, man attacks Walmart cashier for not giving him the 50% after Easter discount on Peeps? Or C, a guy stole from a Walmart while his buddy created a diversion by dancing like an idiot?
I'm going to go with B.
B, no, it's not B, darn it.
Oh, no.
No Peeps involved in this one. It was the idiot dancing as a diversion. C.
Yeah, that was my second guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, the police in Rotterdam, New York are looking for two guys who pulled off a robbery at a Walmart earlier this month. One of the guys bought three laptops and paid cash, but then asked for the cash back to count it because he said he gave the cashier too much. When the cashier gave him the money, that's when his friend sprang into action. The guy's friend started dancing like a fool, which got the cashier's attention and let the guy pocket about $2,000. And as you can imagine, the cashier was too distracted to count the money again when the guy handed it back. Cops released the surveillance footage of the scam because they're hoping the public can identify these guys.